just when most people thought it was all over the Renegades, the other night we're able to turn the tables on the Melbourne Stars and pull off a famous victory. It's great to see the emotion of a lot of the players, including Captain Aaron Finch and Bo Webster. The Renegades all-rounder joins us on the line now. Bo, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're going well. I'm sure you're going a lot better after a win a couple of days ago. How have the last couple of days been? Has it honestly cleared your mind a bit?
Yeah, it's been fantastic, to be honest with you. It's been all I'm pleased with for the guys. And to have such a young team, and it's really good thoughts out of the young guys in terms of the future of what we got on the list, and to get a bit of a reward the other night, especially against Stars, is really good.
Tell us about the man of the moment, Mackenzie Harvey, who he just shows a lot of tricks that you need in this shorter form of the game. He's done it all through junior cricket as well. Give us a bit of an insight into Mac Harvey.
Yeah, he was absolutely fantastic. He was one of the great innings, and hopefully really kick-starts him into a really strong, not only BBL career, but career for Victoria and onwards, hopefully. He's got immense talent, as does a lot of the young guys in our team. And I think everyone knew he had that sort of innings anyway. He just didn't really get the opportunity, or did get the opportunity, and he grabbed it sometimes. So it'll be a single game cricket, you know, you get one ball land short when you score out of the get caught down leg side, or like Finchie's going at the moment, he'd just get a bad run of outs. But he's an exceptional talent, Mac Harvey, and it was really pleasing to see he's kind of come forward and really stamped his authority on a game of cricket. And we saw he hits the ball in some odd places with some big power, so he's got a bright future ahead for sure.
What did he say when you strode out to the wicket? Did he give it the, don't worry, just get me on strike, I'll win this for us? Or what was his mindset?
No, I don't think it was quite that. I think we still needed about 60 or 20-odd balls. So it was a bit more just have some well hit ball, and then all of a sudden, he got absolutely going when I got out there and took about 20 off and over. And even in the first couple of boundaries, you still kind of think, oh, you know, we're still a long way off here. We're going to have to play some serious cricket to get here. And then it was almost like next minute. And I'm looking at the scoreboard, and it was well within reach. After start playing off, which was fantastic. And then, yeah, once he got going, it sort of got me going out there, and we ended up, yeah, luckily getting it done with a couple of balls there.
Very sexy late cut that he played too.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite. Oh, yeah.
Just about my favorite shot of the evening. Now, tell us about your role out there too. Is it easier? So you're in a situation where you need a lot off, not many. Is it a lot easier when you go out there with just sea ball, hit ball? I mean, how hard is it to think of the scenarios and think of your tactics as a batsman when you've got a more regular sort of equation? But I can imagine it's a bit freer just knowing that you've got to tonk them.
Yeah, I sort of went out there thinking, you know, it's very hard to go out there from ball one and try and clear the roof. So, especially at Marvel, when it can be a little bit tricky at times, staying a bit lower wicket traditionally than most other venues. So I gave myself one or two balls, thinking about trying to tee off. And luckily, when you do, not only yourself, but
just take one step to your left, Bo. We're just losing you just a tick.
Oh, sorry, that better.
There we go, much better. Yep.
Yeah, so I think thinking just getting him on strike early in the first one or two balls, and then after that, it's obviously go time, you know, about 14 and over, I think. So, my role was small compared to Max in the end, really. I only faced the 9 balls, and what he did to get us back in that game when we were really dead and buried was fantastic.
You mentioned the skipper. Finchie's one of our greatest ever T20 players and one-day players. Do you keep out of his way? How do you handle Finchie when he's having this, as you mentioned, just things are happening that shouldn't be happening?
Yeah, it's just one of those runs. I think you speak to most bats when everyone's been there, where you feel like the world's against you and everything's going not your way. You know, he's caught down the leg sides and run outs off a bowler's hand. they happen very rarely, but they're happening. Consecutive games has been really frustrating, especially when you're a skipper and how much passion he's got about the Renegades. You know, he's been there since BBL 01, and he's very disappointed that he can't get going for the boys and put up a good total for us. But, you know, if you don't, what did he say the other night? If you don't laugh, you cry. So I think he's through the other side, and he's working extremely hard at training, and I'm sure it's all going to turn, hopefully, in one of these last two games.
Have you ever
get back to his best?
Have you ever seen a dismissal where a baller's got stuck under the thigh pad in someone's pants and ricocheted onto the leg stump?
Not Not very often, but I think it does happen when, it, well, like I said, when it's not going your way, it's like the cricket gods just don't want you to get back up and running. So hopefully his bad luck has run out and some good luck's on the way, and he can really show us what he's got, because everybody knows he's a fantastic player at the top.
Couple of games to go for the Renegades. You play the Heat, which we're very much looking forward to, and also the Hurricanes. What are you going to try and gain from the last two games as a squad?
Yeah, well, we're obviously out of the finals contention with our big run of losses we had at the start of the season, but to take a few points off these other teams that are really jostling for positions on a tight ladder is always nice. We're looking for two wins, to be honest with you. We think we've got a couple of really good young cricketers who, when there is not much pressure of finals coming on, and they can just got a bit of freedom to go out there and bat, they can really show what they do with bat and ball. So I'm looking forward to it, certainly, these young guys batting in the top of the order and getting these opportunities to show what they can do. And also with the ball, we saw Zach Evans come in and take two back-to-back wickets and get the wicket of Marcus Stoinis the other night, which was fantastic. So we're looking for two wins for sure, and we think we match up really well against the Brisbane Heat. And then we've got the at Marvel, and then we've got the Hurricane at the MCG a bit later on. So we're definitely looking forward to those two games, and any point we can take off anyone. It's a little victory for us.
Bo, all the best in the last couple of games, and good luck for next season. Looking forward to seeing the Renegades hopefully finish on a high.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.